I just told him that the war was about us killing people and about people killing us. And I couldn't see much more to it. Maybe there were times when it was right. I had thought that this war was right. But it was only right from a distance. Maybe when we all got back to the world and everybody thought we were heroes for winning it, then it would seem right from there. Or maybe if I made it back and I got old, I would think back on it and it would seem right from there. But when the killing started, there was no right or wrong except in the way you did your job, except in the way that you were part of the killing. What you thought about, what filled you up more than anything, was the being scared and hearing your heart thumping in your temples and all the noises, the terrible noises, the screeches and the booms and the guys crying for their mothers or for their wives. And exciting, it was exciting too. Sometimes, when we were waiting to make a move, to go into some area where we hadn't been before, it was as if the time would never come soon enough. That's what kept it going somehow. That and the idea that we were better than the Kongs. It was that, the knowing that we would win, and the excitement that overcame the being scared. If we just did our job, we would be all right. But I didn't think it was going to last forever. I was growing too tired. It was good that we were only in Nam for a year. "Y'all children can relax now," Pee-wee said as he stood in the doorway to the hooch. "This war only gonna last about 3 more days. We got us a body count of 433 Kongs in the last fight."
433?
Johnson looked up to see if Pee-wee was kidding.
"Yeah. Every time we shoot one of them, his cousin and his uncle die too," Pee-wee said.
Wallowick and Monaco made jokes about the body count, but they ended when Captain Stewart told us that afternoon that we were going out again.
"This area is secure," Captain Stewart was saying. "So they're moving the first cav up to the DMZ, and we're going to be patrolling the region east of the firebase at the edge of the valley. The Marines still control the firebase, so we just have to check on any buildups in the area."
"Yo, do the Kongs know that shit?"
Pee-wee asked.
"The Kongs know everything," Johnson said.
"Yeah, but do they know they moving out the first cav and putting us in there?"
"Two things, soldier."
Captain Stewart's voice hardened.
"The first was that I've already told you that the area is secure, and the second is a question. Are you saying that the first cav are better soldiers than we are?"
"Fucking A right,"
Pee-wee said. Captain Stewart's face turned whiter as he went over to Pee-wee.
"Where the hell is your pride, soldier?"
"In Chicago, sir. Can I go get it?"